USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential hopefuls on a debate stage in Houston last night, and one of the big issues, aggressive moves to curb gun violence. Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke calling for sweeping gun buyback programs, while Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders blamed a corrupt political system for inaction on gun control. Meanwhile, candidate Julian Castro was raising questions about frontrunner Joe Biden's memory during a clash over whether there would be automatic enrollment in the former VP's health care plan proposal.
You just said 2 minutes ago that they would have to buy in. You said they would have to buy in.
To buy in. If she's qualified for Medicaid,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Be in for it.
Are you forgetting already what you said just 2 minutes ago?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The government of the Bahamas now says around 1,300 people are missing after Hurricane Dorian slammed into the islands about 2 weeks ago. That's down from a roughly 2,500 figure released on Wednesday. At least 50 people were killed there by the storm. President Trump shoots down reports that he might consider giving Secretary of State Mike Pompeo the secondary position of National Security Advisor to replace John Bolton, who was fired and/or resigned a few days ago. In fact, the president says he's looking at 15 different candidates to replace Bolton.
Now, the president says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo taking on this role until the job is filled. The president says he's got a deep bench of candidates.
He likes the idea of having somebody in there with him, and I do too, and we'll probably next week sometime make that decision.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Two giant asteroids will be flying near the Earth this weekend, near the Earth as in astronomical standards. NASA says asteroid 2010 CO1 is about 800 feet in diameter and will whiz by the planet late tonight. The other one, asteroid 2000 QW7, is about 2,000 feet in diameter. That's the size of the world's tallest building. It'll be cruising near the Earth tomorrow morning. The two will pass about 3.5 million miles from our planet, around the moon's orbit, and NASA considers asteroids that orbit the sun but also come within 30 million miles of the Earth to be what it calls near-Earth objects. But again, it says there's nothing to fear. LeBron James has failed in his attempt to copyright the phrase Taco Tuesday. The NBA star was apparently trying to capitalize on the popular Instagram videos showing him and his friends and family eating tacos every Tuesday. LeBron filed an application with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office last month, but we've just learned that his application has been rejected. And some experts say that because today is Friday the 13th, millions of Americans who suffer from the phobia concerning the number 13 will stay home from work because of it. Yeah, well, I wish I had thought of that sooner. Anyway, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.